Notorious Women is the name of the show in the spotlight right now on podcast radio. If you are a fan of My Favorite Murder, you will enjoy this show. If you like dark history, this is similar to that. Let's meet one of the Notorious Women co-hosts, Miriam Lipner-Brenick. Welcome to podcast radio.
Thank you.
This is what I love about podcasters is that what do we do in our spare time when we're not making our own podcast? We go on other people's podcasts. So here we are.
It's true.
Now, you've already won me over to Notorious Women. I am already a fan. But let's just assume there's one podcast radio listener out there who maybe hasn't caught on yet and doesn't know what it's all about. What do you tell them?
We are a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women. So we talk about all women. So we could be good women, we could be bad women, we could be like a weird combination. But our goal is to like flesh out the history of women and femmes, and that isn't defined by society. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
No, it really does. And having listened to a number of episodes, you are accomplishing that goal. You will sometimes take women whose names are well known and flesh them out because they may be known for just one thing. And oftentimes you will pick historical figures that most of us in the modern world don't know anything about beyond what we learned in civics in sixth grade, right?
Exactly.
Impressively for me, or maybe I'm just especially dumb, you come up with a lot of ladies I've never heard of before. And to my shame, they turn out to be people who were very important and very impactful in their day and maybe even through to today that I just never learned about growing up. And I think that's the real service your show does.
Listen, that's partly why we love it, because it's to our shame too. Like, honestly, because we do this, we get to research and look up all these amazing women, and we get to I love to dive into like the past. Like Zheng Yi Cao is one of my favorites. She was a Chinese pirate, and she was the most successful pirate, like, I think, in history.
Whoa.
But you know what I mean? Like,
but we know Blackbeard, right? We never heard of her.
Right. Like, where is this movie? And actually, there's like, she has like little bits in some of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Oh, they make a nod that she exists? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. But you don't know, like I would like a movie starring her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because she's such a baller, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, was there talk at the beginning? I know how difficult it is to name a podcast and get across in just a few words the essence of what you're about. Notorious is one of those words that is loaded, right? And yeah. I'm sure you have discussed this because it's a famous person, but generally it is tinged with some sort of bad news, right?
Right.
Oftentimes notorious. So I guess my question for you, Miriam, is what do you have on Mother Teresa that I don't know about? Because I just look at her as a positive.
Oh, well, here's the thing. It's maybe like a little controversial, but like maybe is it possible that she had access to medicine that she did not give? I don't know. You know, like allegedly.
Oh.
But that's the thing. I like going back and looking at these stories with fresh eyes and fresh points of view. Like she grew up in a world where like poverty was close to godliness, right? And she wanted to get to God, and maybe that was like her journey, and maybe her point of view was super validated from where she was coming from. But like,
yeah.
Maybe also people could have gotten better access to better things.
I see what you're saying. That's an interesting slant to it, because we usually, if we hear about somebody like Mother Teresa, we just hear that she's a saint and that she fed the poor. And that's the extent of what most of us know about it. But she's a real life person who lives over the course of many decades. And a lot of things happen that maybe don't make to the official record.
And what I love, too, about the concept of a notorious woman is that that doesn't negate things that she did that were good. Do you know what I mean? Like, did she serve in certain ways? I'm sure she did. Do you know what I mean? It's complicated. It's complex.
Nobody is black or white, right?
Right.
We all have gradations of good and bad, I think.
I mean, except for me, I'm like all good, but like, you know, my husband might beg to differ, but whatever, it's fine.
Now, in your research, do you find oftentimes that the stories of these women you're attempting to profile are not as thoroughly told as they might be, and as are the men of their time?
So, yes. Very much so. It depends.
Makes it very tough for you guys.
Yeah.
Right?
It's funny. We just put out an episode where I researched Pocahontas.
The Disney princess?
The Disney princess. So Disney might have gotten like one or two things like a little bit off. You know, no disrespect. I love the music. But what's interesting about her, for example, is that most of what I have access to, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, I'm saying I couldn't find it, is through the diary of John Smith. And fun fact, she never like dated or married him. So he wasn't even in her purview like for the whole time. So I did her, but I'm like, grain of salt. A lot of what I have is from like a cisgendered white man who was colonizing at the time.
This is a variation on the history is written by the winners, right? So this is his perspective because that's the only perspective anyone cared about at that time is they didn't want to hear from a Native American woman about her experience.
He wasn't even like aggressively negative towards her. And Lavetta and I discussed it a lot on the episode of like, what do you think that really meant?
You know what this reminds me of? And this is the voice of Marian Lipner Brienick, by the way, who along with Lavetta Cannon do this podcast called Notorious Women, available everywhere. It reminds me of this undertaking from the New York Times in the last few years to go back and pick up obituaries that were missed at the time in the paper, mostly because they are women or people of color who at that time were thought not notable enough for a proper obituary. And I think that's an interesting and wonderful project that they're doing. And it's similar to what you're doing, which is bringing people into the 21st century that we should have known about. We should have been taught growing up.
That's exactly our goal. It's actually kind of the same goal.
And I also notice on your show how society has changed so much in our lifetime that we must be horrified now when we look back at how, say, Monica Lewinsky is a perfect example of a notorious woman that you have covered on the podcast. At the time, she was the victim of sexual harassment. She was the victim, let me say it again. Yet she became the bad guy in that scenario. Yeah. She became the laughingstock. She became the pariah. We were awful to her, as a society.
Yeah.
Look at what a difference 30 years makes now and how differently a story like that would play out today.
I mean, that's one of the things, and what's sort of satisfying doing this podcast is like those moments where you can go, yeah, I said some terrible things about this poor woman who made some bad choices, but so did I at that age as well. And she was absolutely abused by a lot of people in a lot of different positions, and no one had sympathy for her. And then she still got through it, you know, and she's still doing things now.
And she's become a very powerful advocate for people who have gone through similar things. And obviously she's now famous for the TED Talk and for the book, and she's gained a great deal of respect. She's earned a great deal of respect for the class in which she has handled herself throughout all these years. A reevaluation is imperative a few decades down the road because we've all changed. Another perfect example from your show, Miriam, is Anita Bryant, who at the time was America's sweetheart. I think she was a beauty pageant, right? But she was ferociously anti-gay. Right now, she would be right in the thick of the culture wars if somebody like her came. Well, what am I saying? There are lots of people like her in this country today. But back then, she was mainstream and accepted by almost everyone as a legitimate point of view. And look how much we've changed in the last 50 years since Anita Bryant. And that's, again, that's the credit to your show to point those things out.
Well, I appreciate that. We want to frame things in a way where you kind of see the facts. We joke a lot, too. But like, I think every media has its agenda, you know, and how they present people. Like, she was presented in a way where it was like, oh, that's a, you know, and we're going, oh, no, she's a notorious homophobe. That's where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. And this is what she did. We're like, let's just talk about like the facts of the situation. And actually, that's pretty awful. It's same with Monica Lewinsky. Like, actually, she was like 20. Like, what were we doing?
What were we doing, indeed? You know? In our remaining time, you and your podcast partner, Lavetta, have a fascinating Marvel superhero origin story. I don't know that there are a lot of podcasters who met their future colleague essentially naked, right? Weren't you both essentially naked, right?
Yeah, pretty much naked.
Tell me about that day that kind of changed both of your lives.
It was, let me clarify, we were in a changing room at a gym.
Very legit.
Very legit. And I don't know, I think, I'm pretty sure Lavetta said something because that's like her to say something. And it's like me to like immediately respond. And we ended up talking in the changing room, kind of half naked, like probably an hour.
No kidding.
We were just, we hadn't seen each other before, and we ended up getting in this very long conversation about politics, about, because Lavetta is Black and she has like her culture and point of view of things, and I am Jewish and I have my culture point of view of things, and we're both very funny, and we both like kind of immediately loved each other, and we just had the best conversation. Not notorious.
So thanks to that happy accident, a chance encounter in a gym changing room, the rest of us can benefit from their continued friendship. My thanks to our guest, Miriam Lipner-Bremick. She was speaking on behalf of her co-host, Lavetta Cannon. You can find their podcast anywhere, and it's called Notorious Women. I'm Gene Baxter for Podcast Radio.